Welcome back to Siren Radio with me, Jamie Holmes. Today, joined by James from Mozziak. We spoke to Owen this time. We've got James. James, hi, mate. Are you okay?
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Yes, I'm all good. Thank you for joining me today. I really do appreciate it. Mozziak. Is that, I think I said it. Is it Mozziak or is it Mozziques?
So it's Mosaics.
Mosaics, that's
like
it.
The I said, the bottom of swimming pools and stuff, you know.
There you go. I spoke to Owen, and I think he was just way too nice to collect it, but yeah, to correct it. But thank you.
Okay.
So yeah, just kind of a quick little recap. How did the band come together from kind of your perspective, just quickly?
So when we all joined uni in, I think it was September 2017. That could be wrong. So that's what I remember. So yeah, we all joined in that year, and I was in a band already at that point, but our guitar player Stu was on my course.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how we all get like the university group chats and course chats, etc.
Always.
I obviously decided to try and make myself look really cool and put a picture of me playing drums in this course chat saying, "Bol, check out my band," kind of thing. And next thing I know, Stu's messaged me saying, "Do you want to start something up new?" I was like, yeah, sure. And I think, like, well, 7 years later, here we are, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of how Owen said it when we spoke to him, and just kind of, yeah, it all comes from kind of that uni. And you wouldn't, I bet when you started, you just wouldn't have imagined that that would have been the case, I suppose.
No, absolutely not. No. Man. I think,
yeah, definitely. Just quickly, kind of, what influences are on you personally? I spoke about the kind of Spotify description with Owen, and kind of what has the band. What kind of, and I want you to kind of toot your own horn in a way here. What kind of musician would you kind of compare, also not only the band but also you in particular? What kind of influences do you have personally?
Yeah, well, I think the beauty of Mosaics to me at the release has always been that we all come from different backgrounds, from different places, and we've all got different tastes as well, but somehow all merge into this one big bundle of a band, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, George, our bass player, is massive on pop punk. Stu is a massive indie head, all the new stuff from coming from him. Mm-hmm. Owen loves his classic stuff. If you say anything about the Beatles near him, he'll go on a massive rant. Myself, I come from a bit of a hard rock metal background, although I'm in a bit of a country phase right now. So
we all go through the phase. It don't matter how old you are, you always kind of go through a slightly weird phase, don't you, at one point? I find this interesting, and I just quickly kind of want to talk about it quickly. I just hope you kind of don't mind. You guys don't do this full time, so I just kind of, and I didn't get to kind of speak about this the last time. What you guys kind of all have full-time jobs pretty much, but kind of part-time band, full-time jobs type thing, isn't it? But how does that kind of affect the band? Is it like quite not stressful, but is it quite kind of time consuming and kind of tiring to do it, or does it kind of motivate you guys just to for kind of what you guys have and the traction that you're getting right now? What kind of sentiment does it have when you're kind of working full time and then also kind of doing this on as well? What kind of impact does that have on you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll be the first one to admit that it is absolutely tiring. I think I work about three different jobs at this point, including the band. So there's never really that much downtime. But seeing the results that have come out with recently, especially from this new single and the Isle of Wight competition we did a couple months back, following those, it's just, it has absolutely made us want to keep going and just put as much effort in as we can. Sometimes, yeah, to our detriment, I think we were recording a music video, funny enough, I think 2 weeks ago now, and I just did a long shift, long week, a lot of work in that, and got to practice, and I said it was man flu. I think I was just absolutely knackered, I'll be honest. Yeah.
Just one of them where you physically couldn't do any more type thing.
Pretty much. I ended up having a 16-hour nap in Owen's bed while I did the first half of the video. It does sometimes get to you, but it's absolutely worth it, seeing people sing your own songs while you're on stage, and just the messages we've been getting recently saying how good we're doing, man. And it, you know, that's not making us stop anytime soon, we'll say.
No, definitely not. I should probably say, the last time I kind of spoke to Owen, you guys hadn't quite hit that BBC Introduced Introducing, and now you guys have been kind of played on BBC Introducing a fair bit. You've done the Isle of Wight competition, the new track, Jackie Brown, absolutely tuned, by the way, I must say. What a great track.
Probably
beats Technicolor. I do like Technicolor, but that probably beats it. I can't lie to you. So yeah, can you talk about the impact that you've had from gaining a more mainstream traction now? Because obviously you've done the kind of small circuit, and obviously doing Birmingham with Owen and his kind of background as well. Kind of what is it kind of changed in a way of kind of hitting that BBC Introducing and kind of having a mainstream traction? Is that kind of took an impact, or is it just work as we've always gone?
No, I'd say it's definitely had an impact over the last couple of months. As we've already said, you know, it's been absolutely on stock for all four of us. Five of you can't ask mate Angel, who also joins us on keyboards all the time. but no, I think BBC Introducing have done a lot for us in the last couple of months, and we can't thank them enough. Similarly with the guys at Hot Vox for letting us jump on the Isle of Wight competition and helping us get to the point where we got to. We got all the way to the final, which I think we can safely say I don't think any of us expected to go into the semis at the final.
Yeah, I remember kind of speaking to Owen, just by the way, that quite ties it in quite nicely, because when I spoke to Owen before, you guys were going into it, and he was kind of nervously and anxiously kind of awaiting the results, and then obviously you guys did amazing, didn't quite get there, which I, you know, no bias, but I think you probably should have. That's just me, but you know, one of them. But so has it kind of had stuff like that, just kind of this development where it's kind of hitting a different stage for you in a way, or is there a different stage that you guys feel like you're hitting, or has it just been we're reaping the rewards of what we've put in?
I think it was the semis, this was we were also doing a couple of gigs in between, obviously, these Isle of Wight shows, and the amount of comments we had from our mates and some of our usual guys always come down, were like, you guys have really kicked up a notch since joining this competition. And I think we have. We were kind of coached by some of our behind-the-scenes team a little bit on how to act and what to do on stage and how to make a live performance better. And we've taken that into what we keep doing now, for obvious reasons, really.
And you guys are just smashing it.
Absolutely, man. Well, we like to think so, at least.
I definitely. Talk about the new track, though, Jackie Brown. It's kind of launched, and it's everywhere that I seem to be kind of from BBC Introducing, and you guys, you're really kind of pushing the track. What does the track kind of, is? Do you guys feel like it's the start of something more, or is it just a track that you guys feel like adds to an endless track of really great tracks? Is this that's a standout because it's hit that more mainstream success, or how do you guys kind of feel about the new track?
Oh, Jackie Brown is it's kind of a funny one. We've recorded this song about three times now, but it's never hit the mark until now. That is, we record it. The first time we went to an actual studio to record something else, we recorded this while we were staying over, just in the back room somewhere. And this was, again, like 5 or 6 years ago now. Yes. And we've kept it in the band ever since. And it's been through Lord knows how many rewrites. Because after a couple of months, you feel like, oh, that doesn't sound quite right anymore.
And it finally kind of... And then it kind of just did it just kind of work just suddenly all these kind of rewrites and kind of working through it, did it just suddenly kind of hit its mark in a way? What was kind of the process behind that?
Absolutely. I think Owen and Stu are the masterminds behind the main skeleton of the song, the vocals and the guitar riffs and the rhythm. Then me and our bass player George come in with the drums and the bass, just flatten the sound out a little bit. But Owen and Stu came up with these new verses throughout the entire period. We've always been solid on this chorus is awesome. We need to get out of there. We don't want to change the chorus whatsoever. The verses, however, no. Might need some work.
Well, they always say, don't they, behind every great band, there's the drummer, there's a real great bassist, and there's your guitarist, and there's your really great lead, and you've kind of all got that in abundance, I must say. So.
Thank you, man.
So, I don't want to kind of go over time, but I do want to just go quickly for you through a few kind of quickfire questions.
Of course, man.
What was your kind of first record that you kind of that first bought or that you first fell in love with?
Oh, do I go embarrassing here, or do I do like a somewhat serious answer here?
You know what? I was also going to say, what is the kind of guilty pleasures that you have as well? I mean, you've said that you're going through the country phase, but kind of you may as well wrap it all in one, maybe.
Oh yeah, go for it. Well, I think my first actual physical CD I asked my dad to buy me was Robbie Williams' Greatest Hits.
Well, you can't go wrong with Robbie, though, can you? There's nothing embarrassing about Robbie. Angels, great track. It's a great track, James.
I think the first one I always tell people to make myself look a bit cooler, I guess, is Appetite for Destruction from Guns N' Roses. I think it was, track. I just started playing Guitar Hero 3, I think it was. And I literally remember going up to the CD cat and just going, do you have the album with Welcome to the Jungle on it, please?
like every kind of teenager in the 2000s with Guitar Hero, right? Can't beat it. Top three albums. Owen and nearly prolapsed when I asked him this question. with Arctic Monkeys, Oasis, and I mean, it's worth mentioning you guys supporting Reverend and the Makers. Quickly, how was that with Reverend and the Makers? Just quickly before we go on to your kind of best albums.
Yeah, man, Rev was an amazing gig. The crowd was instantly on board of us. I think one of the highlights we had was we already had planned this Pulp cover with a Disco 2000. And we thought Sheffield Bama's Boy, let's do another Sheffield artist, moved from the 90s, because that's kind of our vibe. Trying to reminisce a little bit as well. But the Britpop era,
great.
We got there, and in the corner of our eye, there's a guy sat down in a Pulp shirt. And I keep thinking throughout the entire two songs, the first two songs, that is, it's like, oh, just wait till this guy, just wait for his cover. And his face absolutely lit up. It was absolutely just a sight to see the entire crowd. They were all on board everything we did. And again, we can't thank Rev enough for having us on, and the crowd for just, you know, getting into it, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Did you get, Owen was, when Owen was just absolutely on board, like idealistic, if you can use that word. Did you get any kind of advice from them, or?
I'd say it was mainly just keep on doing what we're doing, you know. I mean, Rev is very much an advocate for newer music, I think that is the word, isn't it?
Yes.
Basically trying to support as much unsigned bands as possible, and he's done an absolutely amazing job with it, and if we can keep doing what we're doing right now, hopefully that will align with what he does as well in the near future, and we'll meet again eventually.
And you guys, I mean the new album for Rev, is that in your top three? I'll kind of go back around to that. Is that in your top three? What are your best three albums of all time, James?
So Rev is definitely in the top three. I think his debut record was
State of
phenomenal.
Things. State
absolutely
of Things.
One.
You know what? Owen put that in there as well. That is literally the one that Owen put in there.
See, my music taste has always been a bit messed up in my eyes, mainly because metal influences and that. And so I'd say top three.
Everyone pretends to have a really kind of cool, you know, laid-back music, you know, Arctic Monkeys and all that. You've got to have your cheesy kind of and your guilty pleasure hits in there, James. You can't kill anyone in terms of stuff like that, can you, sometimes? Oasis, Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, yeah. Oasis, I think, would have been the first band that I ever properly got into, I would say. Bar probably Guns N' Roses, I guess. I just remember when my dad gave me an iPod Touch one day, and the first band I checked out was Oasis.
Is that the band for you that's of an influence? Is Guns N' Roses your band type thing? Like, I would probably say Arctic Monkeys is mine. When I went to go see them, it was just incredible. But kind of, is Guns N' Roses, by the way, have you seen them, and is it kind of your band?
Oh, Guns N' Roses, 100%. I have idolized Slash since I was about 9 years old, I think.
Yeah. See, I that's what I'm like for Liam as well. Liam, I mean, you kind of have it for all that. You always kind of find them idols, don't you, in music and kind of. I mean, is that, we'll go back to the question, but is that who you'd kind of want to replicate in terms of musical ability, Slash?
Well, obviously, I play drums and he's a guitar player, so if I could be the Slash of drums, I guess, if that's...
Yes. Yeah, and kind of that showmanship, awesome. That's what I mean, in terms of the showmanship. What drummer are we talking then? Are we talking a Matt Helders, or are we talking maybe a Dave Grohl type?
Oh, Dave Grohl, 100%. Again, Foo Fighters up there as well. You know, there's so many bands I can mention on this interview, but I think we'd be here all night, you know?
Yeah, and I don't want to keep you for too long. And I'll just leave it with this one. What is the kind of dream, if you used to have right now a dream support for you to support a top tier band, what would be your dream support? Who you would support, and also thinking further ahead, what would be your ultimate gig that you guys headline a gig? Where would it be?
Cool. Well, I think judging from some of the rumours knocking about the scene right now, Catfish and the Bottlemen's support would be absolutely phenomenal. That is one of the bands we all first kind of bonded over when he first met up as a unit, I guess.
Yeah, you can't
Back
go wrong
in
with Catfish. Can't, yeah.
absolutely, man.
And you guys
If
kind of,
rumours are anything to go by, then
yeah.
yeah, it'd be
I
Catfish.
mean, if you guys jump on support for Catfish, my word, would that be an absolute great show?
Oh, I don't think we'd ever get over it.
I think Owen's still getting over everything and makers. I can only imagine what it'd be like for Catfish. What would be the dream venue then? Quickly before I let you go, what would be the kind of dream venue for yous?
I mean, other than the obviously the go-to is obviously Wembley, but I think in terms of I don't know, not naturalizing, but going with my country phase right now, I think Red Rocks in the States just
Ooh.
looks like an absolutely phenomenal venue, and that would be the dream, just to even just go there, just not even play in it, just to see the sights, just so it looks cool.
Just, you know what? I wish I'd have spent this entire interview talking about this country phase. It seems like the I wish I'd spent the entire interview talking about it because it seems, well, just I can't quite get over it quickly. What kind of country are we talking, Willie Nelson, or are we talking like Taylor Swift 2000s Taylor Swift? What kind of country are we going for here, James?
I mean, there is a bit of Taylor Swift in there, I have to admit. My girlfriend has actually got me tickets for the Wembley show, so I will be going to one of them in August next year.
Nice.
But Morgan Wallen, his latest record's been absolutely brilliant. Luke Combs,
Oh
Chris
yes.
Stapleton as well. He's just released a new single, which is absolutely great as well. And I'm looking for his new record as well later this year.
I love that you're in one of the hottest indie bands right now, and you're onto your country. That is absolutely superb. I love that. Just quickly, what is next for Mosaics? I can never say it. Mosaics. Say it, you, James. James.
Mosaics,
Mosaics.
mosaics.
That's it. I can't. It doesn't sound like it's spelled like that. Mosaics. What is next for Mosaics?
So we have got a few plans in the works for autumn time.
Nice.
I think we've realised we've played London quite a lot this year, but we want to branch out into our other home cities, if you will. Me and our bass player George obviously live in Lincoln still, so we're really keen to get back here. And I guess it's a bit of an exclusive for you guys. We are planning November time, which I think is in the works. We can't officially announce it yet, but just keep an eye out, I guess.
What in Lincoln?
Yes, Lincoln. Or not, I can't really say much else because I think I'd get shot, but
You know what? You seem to be a little bit more on than that. I asked the same thing to the other to Owen, and he just didn't know where he was. He was just like that. There's some gig I don't know, but yeah, there's definitely. I mean, you guys at Lincoln would just be like kind of engine shed. Not going to say, just putting that out there. You don't have to say yes. Don't have to say no. Engine shed Mosaics would be great. But is that what's next in the pipeline for you guys? Just trying to work across and having a few autumn gigs.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing. I think the main thing after, especially after this competition we've done,
Yes.
is just to keep it rolling, keep the singles rolling as well. There will be a few more tracks coming out by the end of the year, I assure you guys.
Yes.
And you'll be the first ones to hear about it once they're ready, I guess.
I hope so. I really do hope so. Thank you, James. I've kept you slightly longer than you wanted, but thank you so much for joining
Fine,
in.
man. Don't worry about it. It's all
I do
good.
appreciate it. And yeah, best of luck to you guys in the band. And yeah, if you've got any more country, please do please do pass it our way. Thanks for talking to you, mate.
No worries, man. Take care
Thank
again.
you. Cheers.
Cheers, bye.